Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Florida, gotta love it. Elections there are never dull. Remember the 2000 presidential vote and those hanging chads, or the recent midterms with those fraud allegations? Almost 2 weeks later, the votes were still being counted. I know. I helped count them. My wife thought it would be patriotic. After all, we vote in Florida. So when a call went out for recount observers, she answered. And since I answered to her, we headed straight for the Miami-Dade Elections Department and stood around for hours. The mayor finally came in and announced that two races, state agriculture commissioner and U.S. senator, had just been declared too close to call. There would be an immediate statewide manual recount. We were ready. Florida wasn't. 5 more hours of standing, no chairs available, still no recount. There were about 120 of us, including election officials and the press, crammed into a room the size of a small tennis court. We had nothing to do but talk to each other. It was easy to spot the other party's observers. They wore suits and expensive shoes. We, mostly T-shirts and sneakers. But we were equals in our suffering. No food or drink allowed. As midnight beckoned, I could have eaten a ballot. That's when they started to show up. But with all that standing around, we'd gotten to know the enemy observers pretty well. Exchanged business cards, found we had friends in common. It was like a long cocktail party without the cocktails or anything. Every few minutes, an elections official would pass around a tray of ballots like a plate of hors d'oeuvres. We pounced on them. My teammate from the other party and I had to examine each ballot, and if either of us saw something fishy, we could object. We never did. Everything was fine. The count was over by morning, 2 days early. I got home feeling exhausted and kind of useless. The recount changed no outcomes. My agriculture candidate still won. My Senate guy still lost. But the night was not a waste. I acquired a bit more faith in U.S. elections. No fraud, no harm, no problems. I also gained a bunch of new friends from the other party. We promised each other we'd be back next election. Democracy. Gotta love it. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.